Welcome to the Paranormal Deep Dive from Real Ghost Stories Online and the Grave Talks.
Nestled in the rugged terrain just west of Casper, this 320-acre geological formation has been the subject of countless eerie tales and unexplained phenomena. Known for its ghostly apparitions, strange lights in the sky, and unsettling noises that echo through the ravines, Hell's Half Acre is as unnerving as it is captivating. But the history here is just as strange as the stories. From Native American legends to early settlers passing through the desolate landscape, Hell's Half Acre is a place steeped in mystery. Is it simply the eerie effect of a harsh and desolate environment, or does something more supernatural linger in the shadows? Tonight, we dive into the history, the strange occurrences, and the questions that remain. I'm Tony Bruschi. Let's dig in. Hell's Half Acre, a name that sends a chill down the spine of anyone familiar with it, is not just a geographical oddity. It's a place where the land itself seems to pulse with energy. Located in the rugged wilds of Wyoming, this 320-acre stretch of land has long been the subject of strange happenings. Nestled within the wild expanse of the Eocene Wind River Formation, the area's peculiar rock formations and deep ravines have given it a mysterious allure. Its sharp cliffs and uneven landscape seem to evoke an otherworldly atmosphere. But it's not just the terrain that's unsettling, it's the stories that surround it. Hell's Half Acre has been a prominent site in Wyoming's history for centuries, though its early uses were quite different from the spooky legend it would later acquire. Before settlers arrived, the area was known to Native American tribes, including the Arapaho and Shoshone, who utilized the surrounding ravines for hunting bison. These deep cliffs, formed through millions of years of erosion, created natural funnels that made it easier for hunters to drive bison over the edge. These hunters could stand on the cliffs, throwing rocks or shouting to spook the animals, causing the bison to fall to their deaths below. It's said that tens of thousands of bison met their end in these ravines. But was there something more lurking in this land than just the deaths of animals? As settlers moved into the area, the haunting nature of Hell's Half Acre began to take shape. The land became a known stopover for travelers making their way across the desolate plains of Wyoming. This seemingly inhospitable spot caught the attention of early pioneers and travelers, including those who crossed it via the Oregon Trail in the mid-1800s. The settlers would stop here, and many began to report strange occurrences. Whispers on the wind, shadows moving across the cliffs, and sometimes even the inexplicable feeling of being watched. Some of the first documented paranormal events were simple yet unnerving. Those who camped at Hell's Half Acre spoke of eerie flickers of light that could not be explained by the campfire. Bright orbs that hovered near the ravines or floated lazily through the air at night seemed to appear out of nowhere. These strange lights, described as glowing spheres or orbs, danced across the landscape like will-o'-the-wisps. Yet, when those who saw them tried to approach, the lights would vanish, leaving only a sense of foreboding in the air. But these early reports were often written off as the figments of overactive imaginations or the result of natural phenomena. However, the feeling of unease was undeniable. At the time, it wasn't only lights that worried those traveling through Hell's Half Acre. Visitors spoke of hearing strange noises late into the night, unexplained footsteps echoing across the barren land, whispers of voices with no apparent source. One traveler in particular, a settler named Nathaniel Parker, documented his encounter with what he described as a sound that echoed through the ravines, like a chorus of whispers, as if the land itself were speaking to us. He would be one of the first to remark on the sensation that something, or someone, was always just out of sight, watching the travelers from the cliffs above. The first paranormal investigations would follow decades later. But it was not until the mid-20th century that the phenomena began to gather more attention. The land's isolation, combined with these eerie occurrences, had led to rumors that Hell's Half Acre was cursed. Locals started to share stories of strange, unsettling apparitions appearing out of the corner of their eyes. One particularly disturbing tale told of a woman in white walking alone through the cliffs, vanishing when someone tried to approach. The woman was believed to be the spirit of an Indian maiden whose ghost had been bound to the land after her tragic death. Could the ghostly figures seen in the distance really be the spirits of those who lived here long ago? Or were they just products of overactive imaginations, fueled by isolation? These early reports of paranormal activity would lead to further exploration of Hell's Half Acre in the coming decades. But even more puzzling phenomena were still to come. Psychological explanations for these strange experiences have been suggested over the years. Some believe that the isolation of Hell's Half Acre, coupled with its rugged, often inhospitable terrain, could cause the human mind to react in unusual ways. In the vast emptiness of this landscape, where the wind howls through the ravines and the temperatures can drop unexpectedly, it's easy to understand how the mind could start playing tricks. Pareidolia, the human tendency to see patterns in random stimuli, could easily explain some of the visual apparitions. Shadows cast by rocks could appear as figures, and the sound of the wind could be misheard as voices. Additionally, environmental factors could also contribute to the feelings of unease. The geography of Hell's Half Acre, with its deep ravines and cave-like formations, could create strange acoustics that make the landscape feel alive, amplifying whispers and noises that may be completely natural but are perceived as supernatural by the human mind. The area is also known to be prone to temperature drops at night, which might cause the body to feel unnaturally cold, contributing to the feeling of being watched or followed. But even as rational explanations take hold, there remains an unsettling element to Hell's Half Acre. The strange lights, the apparitions, and the inexplicable sounds that have plagued this land for generations continue to defy easy answers. The history of the land, combined with these eerie phenomena, suggests that there may be more than just psychological or environmental explanations at play. As we delve deeper into the strange happenings at Hell's Half Acre, it becomes evident that these phenomena aren't simply random occurrences. They are tied to the very land itself, and as investigations have continued, the reports have escalated, revealing a disturbing pattern of recurring and intensifying paranormal activity. The first major escalation in paranormal events occurred during the 1960s, when more people began to venture into Hell's Half Acre for recreational purposes. It was during this time that reports of the infamous Woman in White resurfaced with a vengeance. Local campers and travelers who braved the land at night began to encounter a tall figure dressed in a flowing white gown, moving silently among the cliffs. Descriptions of the apparition varied, but most accounts described her as a young Native American woman, her face obscured by long, dark hair, walking with an ethereal grace before vanishing into thin air. For those who had the courage to follow her, the pursuit would inevitably lead to a dead end. No trace of her figure would be found, only the deep, chilling silence of the ravines. One such account came from a young couple camping near the cliffs who claimed to see the woman walking toward them only to watch her disappear into the rock face as if she had been absorbed into the earth itself. This apparition of the Woman in White became a staple of Hell's Half Acre lore, captivating the local community and fueling the belief that the land was indeed haunted. But what caused this particular apparition to appear so frequently? And why was she so strongly tied to the area? Was this the restless spirit of a long-dead figure, or something else entirely? Another intense phenomenon that began to surface in the 1970s was the occurrence of strange glowing orbs. These lights, which seemed to hover and float near the ravines, were often seen late at night, sometimes in clusters and other times as solitary, pulsating spheres. Descriptions of these orbs varied. Some witnesses claimed they were pure white, others described them as having a faint blue or greenish glow. One account came from a seasoned geologist who was studying the area's unique rock formations. He reported seeing a group of orbs that seemed to move independently, darting from one ravine to another, as if following a deliberate path. Attempts to approach the lights always ended in frustration. No matter how close the observer came, the orbs would simply float away or vanish into the darkness. The phenomenon seemed to defy any logical explanation. Some speculated that the orbs were a natural atmospheric occurrence, like ball lightning, but no one could confirm this theory. Others believed that these lights were somehow connected to the area's history, possibly tied to the spirits of those who had perished on the land. The glowing lights, along with the woman in white, became two of the most commonly reported phenomena at Hell's Half Acre. But it wasn't just lights and apparitions that plagued the area. Over the years, visitors have reported hearing inexplicable noises, footsteps echoing through the ravines when no one is nearby, disembodied voices whispering on the wind, and the sound of chains dragging across the earth. One particularly unsettling report came from a group of hikers who, while exploring the cliffs, heard what they described as the faint sound of a baby crying in the distance. The group was disoriented and uneasy, yet they decided to investigate. After hours of searching, the cries seemed to fade away, and they were left with only the haunting stillness of the land. Though these sounds have never been captured on tape, numerous accounts continue to circulate, suggesting that the land itself is alive with voices from the past. Could the cries be the remnants of an ancient tragedy? Or are they simply the tricks of the mind in an isolated environment? Like the woman in white and the floating orbs, these sounds add another layer to the mystery of Hell's Half Acre. As paranormal investigations began to gain momentum in the late 20th century, Hell's Half Acre became a prime destination for those seeking to understand the source of its strange happenings. Investigators from around the country, armed with the latest in audio and visual technology, ventured into the area hoping to capture definitive evidence. The most compelling findings occurred during one such investigation in 1993 when a team of ghost hunters conducted a thorough study of the land. They set up cameras and recording equipment at various locations throughout the area, particularly near the most active sites, where the woman in white and the orbs were most frequently seen. It wasn't long before the investigators began to experience their own strange occurrences. One of the cameras captured an image of a figure in the distance standing on a cliff, staring into the camera. When the footage was reviewed later, the figure was gone, as though it had never been there at all. Meanwhile, the audio equipment picked up a chilling EVP, electronic voice phenomenon, that sounded like a whispering voice saying, "Go away." These pieces of evidence would only deepen the mystery surrounding Hell's Half Acre, making it even more difficult to dismiss as mere coincidence or natural phenomena. Perhaps the most compelling theory regarding the paranormal activity at Hell's Half Acre involves the concept of residual hauntings. This theory suggests that traumatic or significant events, whether violent, tragic, or emotionally intense, can leave an imprint on the environment. These emotional imprints, like echoes in time, can manifest as apparitions, sounds, and lights long after the original event has passed. It's believed that Hell's Half Acre, with its history of bison hunts, violent deaths, and possibly even battles or massacres, could be a site where such emotional energy has been trapped, replaying like a recording over and over again. Another theory posits that the unique geological features of the area may play a role in the phenomena. Some scientists believe that the mineral-rich earth of Hell's Half Acre could generate electromagnetic fields that influence human perception. The presence of certain minerals, coupled with the land's natural acoustics, might distort the way we hear and see things, heightening the perception of paranormal activity. Whether it's residual energy or geological anomalies, the fact remains that Hell's Half Acre continues to be a place where strange phenomena occur with alarming regularity. As we move forward, we must ask, why has this place become a nexus for such paranormal activity? Is it the land itself, steeped in a rich, unsettling history? Or are these experiences rooted in something deeper, a mystery that goes beyond the surface? With each new report, the enigma of Hell's Half Acre only deepens. As we've explored the strange and unsettling phenomena of Hell's Half Acre, we're left with more questions than answers. The glowing orbs, the disembodied voices, the figure of the woman in white, These are the stories that keep locals and visitors alike looking over their shoulders as they pass through this desolate landscape. But when we strip away the layers of ghost stories and supernatural theories, we still have to confront the bigger question. What is really happening here? Some of the paranormal reports could be explained through psychological or environmental factors. For example, pareidolia, the human tendency to see faces in random patterns, could explain some of the apparitions that have been spotted in the area. The bizarre acoustics of the ravines and the electromagnetic fields generated by the land could also cause strange perceptions, playing tricks on the mind and creating the illusion of ghosts or otherworldly phenomena. This doesn't dismiss the experiences of those who have reported strange lights or sounds, but it does offer a grounded explanation for some of the uncanny occurrences. On the other hand, we can't ignore the fact that Hell's Half Acre has a deep history, one that stretches back to Native American tribes, bison hunts, and perhaps even untold tragedies. Is it possible that these past events have left an emotional or spiritual imprint on the land, replaying like a tape recorder? Could the area truly be haunted by the spirits of those who lived and died here? Or is it simply the land's isolation combined with human imagination that gives rise to these experiences? Whatever the explanation, the one thing we can't deny is that Hell's Half Acre remains a place that stirs the imagination and sparks curiosity. Whether you believe in ghosts or not, the eerie atmosphere of this Wyoming landmark is enough to make even the most skeptical person pause and wonder. As with many paranormal mysteries, the line between the unexplained and the rational is often blurry. But that's what makes Hell's Half Acre such a captivating and eerie tale, an enigma that may never fully be solved. I'm Tony Bruschi. Be sure to press subscribe so you don't miss any episodes and so you can join us again for another Paranormal Deep Dive.
Want to dig deeper in the Paranormal Deep Dive? Press subscribe now wherever you download podcasts and catch brand new Paranormal Deep Dives every single day from Real Ghost Stories Online and the Grave Talks podcast.